Berachim, Laman Hei Med Aleph, speaks about Baripri Hadama and Baripri Haetz. It gives you the two exceptions to the rule that wine is Baripri Hagafen, it should have been Baripri Haetz, and bread is Hamotzi Lachman Haetz, even though it should have been Baripri Hadama. So it gives you the two rules, Haetz and Hadama, and the two exceptions to the rule of Baripri Hagafen and Hamotzi. And we pointed out that the Mishnah and the Braisa never mentioned Bari Minim Zainis. The one who mentions it is Rabbi Shmuel Damit Shavai. That's three lines from the bottom of Lamed Vav on the base. Very strange. How come it doesn't appear in the Tanoim? I think we looked in the Tosefta. It's not there. But the Mishnah has Shahakol. Mishnah has an Amid Aleph, B'dievet, and Biruch HaKulam Shahakol Yotza. And an Amid Beis, it says Lahatrila. Sometimes you say Shahakol. When you say Dovashen Gedula Min Ha'aretz, you say Shachol. What's an example? So the Gemara gives examples. Meat and fish and Kmeim Patrios. Kmeim Patrios again are mushrooms. So the Gemara, what do you mean? It doesn't grow from the ground. It grows from the ground. The Gemara says, yeah, but it's not yonic from the ground. So that's why you say Shachol on mushrooms. You don't say Baripri Hadoma. Where else do you have that mushrooms are yotze min haklal? So there's a funny Mishnah in Erevin. Mishnah in Erevin says, Bakol Mi'arvin, that's the name of the perek. Bakol Mi'arvin, it doesn't go, we mentioned yesterday a few times, doesn't refer to Eruv V'chatzeres. Eruv V'chatzeres has to be with pas, lechem shemavochem olam ha'moitzim. We said that matzah is good even for the svardim, because if they would have been kaveh suda, they would have said ha'moitzim. That's a gemara that we had earlier, that the ketzav mevarchim, that if it's cake or cookies, that if you would have been kaveasud, you would have said amaitzi. Said then it says ma'arvimbo. It's good for eruv v'chatzeres. That was a beferish gemara. So the Mishnah says bakom yarvin, you can use any food you want. That's referring to eruv v'trumin, or it's referring can't be referring to eruv v'chatzeres. It's referring to Eruvi Tavshilin. Eruvi Tavshilin has to be cooked food. Eruvi Tchumen and Shetufim Mavus. And the Mishnah sounds like it says, that's where it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but you can't use Kmeim Patrios. Vilna Gaon says that that's a misunderstanding. He disagrees with all the Rishonim. He says there is no such thing. It doesn't make any sense. Why should Kmeim Patrios be no good? But that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Kmeim Patrios can be used. Tell her, why not? Because it doesn't grow from the ground. But you can use fish and chicken also for Eruv Etchumen. So why shouldn't you be able to use Kmeim Patrios Apeladik Igmar? But over here we understand that you don't say Baripri Hadoma because it's not Yonik Min Ha'aretz. Then the Mishnah has, what if you have something that did grow from the ground? You have wine, but the wine spoiled and it turned into vinegar. And then you're going to drink the vinegar for some reason or another. So what bracha do you say on food that's spoiled? Or what's another example of food that's spoiled? Novelos. Novelos, the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion. There's some kind of dates that got so burnt in the sun, they don't taste as good as they would have normally. Burnt in the sun. Srufi chama, Rashi translates. Bush le kamra, srufi chama. So the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanoim, whether you say bracha at all. Rav Yehuda is of the opinion, Yochad v'rab malach gram, probably not going to pasken like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, kol shehumin klolei mevorach malach. If it got ruined by the sun, so then you don't say bracha at all. Or the wine spoiled, and it turned into vinegar, so you don't say bracha at all. Or the Gemara gives another example, if it's tapshel sho'ovat tzurasai, Gemara quotes a brisa. Tapshel shava tzurasai. Also, Rav Yehuda would say you don't say bracha at all, and the Chachamim would say that the bracha is shahakol. What does it mean tuba tzurasai? Ibu tzura usually is an expression that appears in kochim by carbon. If you leave the carbon overnight, that's called ibu tzura. So we have refrigeration, so we don't have Ibu Tzura. Unless you leave the meat out of the refrigerator for a long time, then it gets spoiled. But in the days of the Gemara, they had no refrigeration. So if you left the carbon overnight, that's called Ibu Tzura. So if you leave meat, if you leave something overnight outside, let's say you have a bracha, some vegetable kugel, some cauliflower kugel, that's a hoadoma, or something like that, and you leave it out overnight. So you say Shahakol, that's called Ibud Sura, and Rabbi Yehuda would say you don't say Bracha at all. Probably not. Probably the expression Ibud Sura that appears over here doesn't have the same connotation as it has over there. Ibud Sura and Psochem and Zvochem and Kochim, it always just means you leave it overnight till it becomes Nifsal Balina. Probably means you left it out without refrigeration for a long time and it got spoiled and it doesn't taste so good. So the beauty sheet is that whatever's in Miklo, you don't say Bracha, we don't paskin like that. We paskin that unless Mam's not Royal Achila, it's not Royal Achila Sodom, then you don't say Bracha. But if it's whatever, the Gemara made a comparison to Yom Kippur. Whatever you eat on Yom Kippur, and you're not chayiv. If you eat paper on Yom Kippur, you're not chayiv because paper is not royal achila. So if you eat paper all year long, you don't say a bracha because the food is not royal achila. That's we see from that Gemara. Everything that you eat on Yom Kippur and you're not chayiv kores means that it's not royal achila. Why? If you eat trace of food, shalok aderach achilosoi, the Gemara says, you're also not chayiv. So what if you eat on Yom Kippur, all the food is trafe. What if you eat normal food on Yom Kippur, but you eat it, shalok aderach achilosoi. So if the din would be that you're also potter, so how does the Gemara prove from the fact that you eat certain things on Yom Kippur, you're not chayiv korei, so that's all right, that if you eat it all year long, you don't say a bracha. Why? If you eat something, shalok aderach achilosoi, the bracha is knocked down to shahakol. Whatever the bracha should have been, it should have been hoetz, it should have been hoadom, it should have been bari mini mizaydis, but you eat it, shalok aderach achilosoi, an abnormal way, then the bracha is knocked down to shahakol. But there's no din that you don't say a bracha at all. So how does the Gemara make such an equation? Whatever one eats on Yom Kippur, and the din would be that he's not chayv korei, so for hilchas brachas, it's not bracha at all. So you see from the Gemara, that's what we pointed out. You see from the Gemara, the Shagasari is right. The Shagasari had a chiddush. The Gemara says in Psochem in the second parak that if you eat non-kosher food, shaloka derech achilosoi, it's not an isa derais, it's only an isa derabbanon. The Gemara says, with two exceptions to the rule. One is basa b'cholav, and one is kloy hakerem. Why? Because the verb achila never appears. By basa b'cholav, it says three times, los vashal gdei b'chalei v'ma, never says achila. And by Klara Karam also, it never says the Loshan Achila. So since the Torah never says Loshan Achila, so there's no requirement that it has to be Kederach Achilos. So the Shagasari says, even though the Gemara only said that there are two exceptions to the rule, he submits, he thinks there's a third exception to the rule, Yom Kippur. How come the Gemara didn't say Yom Kippur is a different story? It's not treif. All the food, all the kosher food, you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. I'm not talking, the Gemara Pesachim talking about treif for food. But whatever food you eat on Yom Kippur, if you eat it, shalok aderech achilosoi, it'll be an isa deraisa, because it says hanefesh shalosina. It says v'nisa mestam shesech nefesh shalosuna. Never says a loshon achila. So the same reasoning that the Gemara gave why basa b'chalim mekloy akerim is an isa deraisa even shalok aderech achilosoi, because the loshon achila never appears. So the same on Yom Kippur also. So the Gemara's klal is an iron fast klal. Whatever food you eat on Yom Kippur, you're not chayiv. So no bracha is recited at all, because if you're not chayiv on Yom Kippur, means that it's not royal achila. So here we're talking the food spoiled, but it still is royal achila. It doesn't taste so good. A wealthy person would probably throw it out there in the garbage, and a mefunik would throw it out in the garbage. But it is edible. If it's nifsal so much that it's nifsal me'achila, strictly speaking, nifsal me'achila, if it would be treif and you would eat it, you wouldn't be like it. Because nevela she'eni ru'i la'ger, the Gemara learns that from the pasuk, it says in the Chumash, so the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, the pasuk says, what do you do with nevela? Sell it to the goy, or feed it to a ger toishav. So the Gemara derives from the machlekes hatanoim, and we pasuk like the Tana. Nevela sheni ru'i la'ger, ate a krui nevela. The only time it has an isa nevela is if it's shayach to say, la'ger shav shirechet t'tana b'achol ha'mochol ha'nochri. If it's nevela sheni ru'i la'ger, if a ger toishav wouldn't want to eat it, a goy wouldn't want to eat it, then it's muta b'achila. It's only, it's a machlekes, the Rosh and the Ramban is, they're an isa, they're rabbanim. If you have food that's nifsal me'achila, you left the salami out of the refrigerator for a month, and it's spoiled and smells and it's rotten, and you're probably going to get a bellyache if you eat it. And the Mishulgana sits and eats it. He's watching television, he's eating the salami, keeps on eating it. So that's a machlag, is the Rosh and the Ramban. The Ramban holds the Mutta, Mutta Manatar, Mutta Manirabban. The thing that's awesome in the Rabbana is if you eat food that is Roy Lachil, you eat it, you look at Derech Achilas, so that's a Beferish Gemara. That the Gemara seems to say Beferish, that that's awesome in the Rabbana. And there, the Shach quotes a Rav Yo, that that's Mutar even in the Rabbana. That's a Shlera Shach, so Rabbi Kivega, I'm not Shach in Yeredeya, tells you, look in the Shach Azariah, the Shach Azariah points out the Shach is wrong. He made a mistake that if you eat, you look at Derech Achilas, it's not Mutar in the Rabbana. That's Beferish, it's awesome in the Rabbana. It's only Mutar for Chodushayim Besakana. But if you eat food that's nifsal ma'achilos sodom, so the Ramban holds that it's heter gomim and ater amid rabbanon, and the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch is the Rosh, that we say achshavei. If you sit and eat it, so you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, it is royal achilos. Somebody asked me yesterday, whether you say, do you only say achshavei if you have the food that's nifsal ma'achilos and you mixed it in with other foods, you mixed it into Coca-Cola, now it tastes delicious. I took some medicine that tastes awful, mixed into Coca-Cola, now I can't tell you. I mixed it into applesauce, and now everything tastes delicious. Maybe you only say actually over there. But if you eat it when it's not Roy Lachilas, maybe you don't say actually over there. So I told him the Poskim say just the reverse. Rav Chaim Moser quotes all the classic Poskim, say just the reverse. The only time you say actually is if you eat it when it's bien. You sit and you eat the whole thing, so you demonstrate as far as you're concerned, it was never Nifsim Achila, but Harai, I'm sitting on eating it. But if I mixed it in with other food that tastes good, I'm eating it because of the other food. My eating it doesn't demonstrate that as far as I'm concerned. It was never nifsa machila. It was nifsa machila. I would never have eaten it without mixing in the sugar. So you only say achshavei when it's bien. When it's ayitai tairuba, so you don't say achshavei. If it's a medication, then most of the recent poskim hold, the contemporary poskim hold, you don't say achshavei if it's a medicine. You only say achshavei, the guy has a whole salami and he eats the whole thing, keeps on eating and eating and eating. Then you say he demonstrates that as far as he's concerned, it was never nifsim achila. But if he takes a little pill, let's say an iron pill, the iron pill comes from a liver from a nevela, from an animal. It's all treif. It's all nevelas and treif. It's all non-kosher stuff. But it doesn't, it's nifsa, the whole pill, everything is nifsim achila. And he doesn't sit, if he pops in one pill, another pill, another pill, he's watching television, they like popcorn, he keeps on eating another pill, no. So then you say, achshavei, he demonstrates as far as he's concerned, it's royal achil. But if he takes one pill a day, or two pills a day, people do it, they're a fool. That doesn't demonstrate that as far as he's concerned, it's royal achil. It's not royal achil, he's taking it as a medicine. You do all kinds of crazy things for medical purposes. Yeah. So this din, that kol shehu, if it's ibur tzura, it's a machlekes habyud in the rabbanon. So the rabbanon would say the bracha is knocked down to shakol, because it's spoiled. And Rabbi Yehuda would say, you don't say a broch at all, kosher min klola. You don't say a broch at all. This means, ibetz when the thing is royal achila. If it becomes not nifsa achila, then no broch is recited at all. That's the Gemara by Yom Kippur. Whatever you would eat on Yom Kippur, you wouldn't be chayv koreis. So if you eat it all year long, you wouldn't recite the broch. So then the Gemara quotes the institution of Demai. What is Demai all about? So the Gemara in the end of Saita has, Mishnah in the end of Saita has, and you have a whole Masechah's Demai. Mishnah in the end of Saita gives you the historical background. Towards the end of the period of the Bayesheni is when they made tons of Gzeiris the Rabbanon. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were in the beginning of the Bayesheni period. The Heim Omru Shlosha Dvarim, it says in the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and one of the Shlosha Dvarim was Aseis Yog LaTorah. During the Tkuf of the Bais Rishon, they didn't make so many Gzeiris. Most of the Gzeiris were instituted in the Bais Sheni period towards the end of the Bais Sheni. The Baal HaTanya quotes from Kabbalah sources in one of his drushes for Rosh Hashanah. He talks about Rosh Hashanah Shecholias B'Shabbos, they made Gzeiris the Rabbanon, Shemi Avirenu, so you're not allowed to blow shofar from Rosh Hashanah Shecholias B'Shabbos. So he discusses when was the Gzeiris introduced. So some claim that the Gzeiris existed already in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. That one pasuk Rosh Hashanah is described as Yom Truah, one pasuk is described as Zichron Truah, the day that you speak about Kiyah Shofar, you masker about Shofar. So when is it Yom Truah, when is it Zichron Truah? The Gemara says if it's Chaliyas B'Shabbos, then it's only Zichron Truah. You talk about Shofar, but you don't actually blow Shofar. So first the Gemara thought that that's a real Din D'Oraisa. Then the Gemara says no, it's only a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. So how come? So what do you do with the pasuk Zichron Truah? The Samachranim say, you see that the Gzeira was instituted in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Beis Dina, they're the ones that made the Gzeira. So the Baal HaTanya writes, that's ridiculous. It's a Dov Yodua that all of these Gzeiras were instituted Bizman Bayesheni, and it was Besoft Kufas Bayesheni. Why does Man Baishena said the Balatani quotes from the Kabbalah sources, that Bizman Bais Rishon, since the Jewish people had an independent Jewish government, they had Atzma'ut, so that's why the Yetzer Hara had less Shlita on the Jewish people. But in the Baisheni, since till the days of the Chashmonaim, we didn't have an independent Jewish government, so that's why the Yetzer Hara had more Shlita over the Jews, and that's why they needed more Gzeres the Rabban. So people ask, it doesn't correspond. What do you mean? The Bais Rishon, they worshipped Avodah Zarah. They violated Gilah Rashi, Chazal Baisheni, they were learning Torah. They didn't do the Averis. They didn't do the same Averis that they did in Bais Rishon. So how can he say like that? And the Gzeris, most of the Gzeris made the end of the Bais Sheni period. By the end of the Bais Sheni period, there was a Jewish government. The first years of Bais Sheni, there was no Jewish government. The last 200 years, there was. I don't know. That's what the Baal HaTanya writes. Not sure exactly what he means. So the Gemara says that they looked around in Eretz Yisrael and they saw that the Amei Ha'aretz, they introduced the concept of Am Ha'aretz. We learned in Shlosh HaShochlu that the Mikra Din, you're not supposed to be Mitzarif and Am Ha'aretz to a Mezuman. You're not supposed to be Mekabaladis from the Am Ha'aretz. And you're not allowed to trust the Am Ha'aretz on a precious Trumas HaMaisa because there was a Miut of Amei Ha'aretz who were not careful about how precious Maestris. Truma, they were all, they wouldn't mess around with Truma, because if a Zari eats Truma, there's Misa B'dei Shemaim, so that they understood. Because, man, you didn't take out the Truma, everything is Tevel, so that Tevel, that's Tevel, a Tevel of Truma is going to have Misa B'dei Shemaim. So that they didn't want to mess around with. But as far as Maeserishin, you give to the Leviim, and then you give Maeserani, so they didn't feel the need for that. Why should they be Mafrish, Maeserishin, and Maeserani? So they were mezalzal on that, but the truma they were all careful about. So that's when the Tanoim, Bizman Basheni, made the Gzeira de Rabbanon, that whenever you buy anything, fruits or vegetables from an Am Ha'aretz, even if he swears that he was Mafrish Maisris, you can't trust him. You have to be Machmer de Rabbanon to be Mafrish Maisris on the mind. But it's only a Sufik, it's not a Vadai. So that's why the Mishnah says a Brocha is not recited. Sufik Brochas Lahokel. The bracha is not recited. The Mishnah has it, instead of saying you don't say a bracha, Mishnah writes that an Orum person is not dressed is permitted to be mafrish on the mai. Mafrish on the mai. Why? Because no bracha is recited. So the Mishnah tells you the same din by telling you agav urcha, another din, that one who's keneged erva, one who's an Orum is not allowed to say a bracha. So the Mishnah writes it in code. That an Orum is permitted to be mafrish the mai because no bracha is recited, so there's no problem. So Derech Agav, we told you the other thing, that Keneged Erva, the Yerbuch Erva is Dabai, you're not allowed to say a bracha. So the Mishnah has Elo HaKalon Shebet Demai. There are certain fruits and vegetables with the Chachamim whenever goes there, that you have to be Mafrish Demai. Why? So Rashi explains, Shalok Chem Amoros Enet Tzoch La'ashom, because the Amoros are not Chashudim to cheat the Leviim, they're not Chashudim not to give Maeserishin, Maeserani, because it's not so valuable, the whole thing is not so valuable in the first place. If it's really significant, tasty food, so the Amoritz wants it for himself, he's not going to give it away to the Leviim and to the Aniyim. The Maeserishin, with the Maesersheni, with the Maeserani, he's not going to be Mafrish, but it was not so valuable to begin with, so then there's room to be Mekos. So the Mishnah lists off all the different fruits, and then the Gemara translates each one. What is Shisim, what is Riemann, and what is Uzrodin? Gemara gives you every single one of them. So the last one that's mentioned in the Mishnah is Novlos Tamra. So the Gemara says, there was a Machlokes Hamaraim, how do you translate Novlos Tamra? Which fruit is the Mishnah talking about? So the Gemara says, if it's talking about Tamri Dezika, the Tamarim, the dates that the wind blows and it falls down and it gets a little spoiled. So those are not so valuable. So the Amor is not going to be so insistent on not giving away the Trumas HaMaisa. He's going to give it. He doesn't care. So the Amor says, why does it only say it sounds like only Kalon Shebet Demai. Sfeikun hu de potter. You're buying from an Amoritz, you're not sure if he was Mafrish. But if it's Badei Tevel, if you know for sure, the Amoritz tells you, I was not Mafrish. If the Amoris tells you I was not mafrish, then you believe him. If he says I was mafrish, then you don't believe him. But if he says I was not mafrish, then you believe me, you're mafrish with a bracha. So the Gemara says, but over here, by Tamri Dezika, you should be potter, even if it's Vare Tevel, because it's Hefker, and the din that Hefker is potter from Chumas and Maestres. If it's Hefker B'shas, when the Chiyav is Chal. So the Gemara answers, you're right, Mikra Din, Tamri Dezika, potter from Chumas and Maestres, because it's Hefker. However, Achmaskin is Shason Gerbe. So the Gemara says, Leket Shikra Peya is also a potter from Chumas and Maestres. But if Anani went and he had a good day, and he collected Leket Shikra Peya, here, there, he's very talented, and he runs around from one farm to the other, and he collects sacks, and he has comes home with a ton of Leket Shikra Peya, has an awful lot. If Asan Gorin, if he piles it up in his house, so then the Rabbanim, Mishum Marisayim, we say that it's Chayv and Chumas and Maestres, even though everything is really Hefker. That's what it sounds like, the Gemara. It sounds like Leket Shikra Peya is potter from Chumas and Maestres because it's Hefker. That's how Rashi writes in Bava Kamma. Rashi writes that Leket Shikra Peya is Hefker Legabi the Aniyim. Ashirim, I'm not allowed to take it. Hefker usually means I declare ownerless, Kol HaKodim Zoch, whoever wants can take it. But over here, it's only Hefker to the Aniyim. So Tosfos asks on Rashi, where is this Rashi? Dav Chav Ches, I think, in Bava Kamma. It's a famous machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, Leket Shikra Peya is potter because it's Hefker. So Agamari reads very well. Leket Shikra Peya equals Hefker. And then there's a Din Barabbanan, Amar Rab Yitzchok, Amar Rab Yechon, B'shem Rab Lezer Ben Yankev, the last line, if I saw and go and hook for the Maisa Midirabbanan, Amar Isayin. So the same applies to Hefker as well. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos Tanya, there's a Mishnah, where there's a Mishnah in Pei, I think, where the Mishnah has a Machlokes B'Shama and B'Silol. What if a person is mafka only l'anim? I have a stack of money, and there are people here in yeshiva who are wealthier than me, and then there are students who have no money at all. So I lay out all the money on the table, and I put up a sign, I'm mafka all the money only for the students in the yeshiva, not for students from other yeshivas, not for faculty, not for wealthy people, only for the students who don't have any money in their bank account. Does that become Hefker or not? So that's a machlekes Bishama and Bisilo. So Bisilo, we pass like Bisilo. Hefker nim, v'la hefker l'ashir, is not a valid Hefker. They learn it out from the Pasuk, Ashi afkerenu l'anim v'lashirim kishviyas, like Shemitah. In Shemitah, there's a mitzvah to be mafka. The Pasuk says in Parshat Mishpatim, Hashviyas tishmetenu unetashto, v'ochlo evyoni amecho, v'yishum terchol chayas ha-sodeh. So what does it mean, tishmetenu unetashto? So that's a machlekes that Beis Yosef and the Mabit, they were contemporaries in the Bezin together. 98% of all the issues they agreed. And on 2% they had machlekes and they went down in history, famous machlekes. So one machlekes was, how do you translate the Pshat and the Pasuk? Tishmetenu unetashta. So Rabbi Yosef Kara translated, the Jewish farmer has a mitzvah to be mafke the peres that grow on his farm, Mishnas HaShemitah. Kol Zman is not mafke, they're not hefker. When he's mafkir, then it becomes hefker. And the Mabit understood, no, Hashviz tishmetenu netashta, the peris become hefker, it's afkaita de malka, the melech malka yamlach on Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Ribbon Shalom has declared the peris of hefker, as hefker, whether you like it or not. And he thinks even if it grew in the form of a non-Jew, if a non-Jew owns a field in Eretz Yisrael, the peris that grow shnas hashmita have kedushas peris shviz, and they become hefker automatically. Rabbi Yosef Kara thought that both are not correct. He thought whatever grows in the form of an anju does not have kedushas peiros shviyas. What's the relevance of saying whether the peiros have kedushas shviyas or they don't have kedushas shviyas? L'may nafkamina. Let's say you say truma has kedusha. May nafkamina truma has kedusha. It's only mutar l'kohanim. It's also l'tameh. Tameh is not allowed to eat it. Say the Beis Hamikdash has kedusha. Tameh is not allowed to enter. You can be makor karbanis there. You say my sheni has kedusha. The main afkemina, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim, and you can't eat it betumah. You can't eat it baninus. L'chal to be other men. Whenever you have kedusha, there's an afkemina lahalacha. So what is an afkemina lahalacha? Perishviyas, the perish that grow in shnas hashmita and Eretz Yisrael have kedusha. The main afkemina with kedusha is perishviyas. What changes? So the Gemara learns out all the dina from that one word, le'ochla. Voice of Shabbos Haas Lachem, le'ochla, the peris that grow in Eretz Yisrael, have the Kedusha's peris shviyas, Lo ochla. What do you mean liochla? So the Gemara said, Namon liochla, velo l'schara. You're not allowed to make big business with it. Let's say everything is hefka. So I'll go and I'll grab $1 million worth of Paris and I'll sell it. So you're not allowed to do that. Liochla velo l'schara. If I took home a couple of apples, a couple of oranges to eat for my family, then my next door neighbor says, could I have your apples and your oranges? So I say, then I'm have to go again. So I can charge him $1 for the apples and the oranges. I'm not making a parnasa, I'm not making a big business. And you sell a little bit, that's not an isur of liochla velo l'schar. But to make big business with the perishvis, that's also. What else is also liochla velo l'hefsit? Let's say you ate the apple, and you don't want to finish now, you're full. So you're going to throw it in the garbage. No, you're not allowed to throw it in the garbage. Liochla velo l'hefsit, you're not allowed to waste it. So what do? I'm mechuyev to eat it. I don't want to eat it. What do you want? So you have to wait till it becomes nifsal me'achila. If you're going to put it in the refrigerator, it'll take a year till it becomes nifsal. It'll take a month till it becomes nifsal me'achila. So don't put it in the refrigerator. Leave it out, and the sun will hit on it. You're not allowed to be mapsed it be a dime, but you're not mechuyev to be mishamer it. So you wait till the perishvitz become nifsal me'achila, and then you can throw it in the garbage. Then you can destroy it. That's learned out from the pasuk. Then you learn la achla v'lo l'menachas. You're not allowed to use perish viyas to bring as a korban mincha on the mizbeach, because when you bring a korban mincha, you burn the kaimet, so part of it is going to be burnt. So you're not allowed to do that. Everything is learned out. Liochla v'lo l'malugmo. You're not allowed to use perish viyas to make medication out of it, because normal people don't eat the medications. Only the people who are sick. So that's the same as liochla v'lo l'hefsit. All the dinim of kedusha is perish viyas. I learned out from that one word. So Shabbos arts lachem liochla. Liochla v'lo lehepsi, liochla v'lo l'schara, liochla v'lo l'menachas, v'lo l'malugma. Malugma means a medication. So that's, there's a sifra, teruskadam, on that pasuk in Bahar, that it says, hoysa shabbat zoharz lochem, shalachem, if it grows on a Jewish farm, if it grows on a goyisha farm, the din doesn't apply. So Rabbi Yisrael Kar learns that that's the pshat. Whatever grows on a goyisha farm doesn't have kedushas perishvi. And the Mabit interpreted it somehow differently. He had a different shot. So there was a famous machlokes. Then there's another dion in Poskim. Why a perishvi is potter from trumas and maaser? Whatever grows in shnas hashmita is not chayv in trumas and maaser. So poshim shot is because everything is hefker. It's a mitzvah on the Jewish farmer to be mafke the peris. So since it's hefker, so it's potter from trumas and maaser. So if it grew on the farm of a non-Jew, who's not mechuyev to be mafkir, and why should it be mafkir? What is he? Why should it be mafkir his payers? So then it will be chayv in shumas and maises. Whatever grows on the nalja will be chayv in shumas and maises. So the question begs out, so what are you going to be mafrish? So truma gedola maiser rishon is no problem. What are you mafrish? Maiser sheni and maiser rani. We have halachas for the first 6 years. The first and the second year you mafrish maiser sheni. The third year you mafrish maiser rani. Then the fourth and the fifth year is mafrish maiser sheni. Sixth year the mafish maaserani, seventh year the chumash doesn't tell you anything. So the chumash doesn't tell you because everything is potter. Everything, but according to Rabbi Yisrael Kar, everything is only potter if it grew on a Jewish farm, and the Jewish farmer was mafkerit. He's an observant Jew, and he was mafkerit. What if a non-observant Jew, he doesn't want to be mafkerit? What if he's a non-Jew? He's not mechuyev. He wasn't mafkerit. So you mechuyev to be mafish trumas and maaser. So the truma gedola maaser rishon is easy. What do you mafish next? And mafish maaser sheni, maaser rani. That's a big discussion. What's the basic din? Basically, the din is a mafish maaser sheni, except the third and the sixth years, or basically a mafish maaser rani, except for the 1, 2, 4, and 5. What's the basic din? What do you do in the 7th year? So that's a shayla halacha lemaaser. Shayla halacha lemaaser. So some hold that perishvis are potter from trumas and maaser because they're hefker. And if you weren't mafker it, then it will be chayv in trumas and maaser. Others say, no, that's not why it's potter. Perishvis are potter because the Torah doesn't require any hafrasha. And Shemitah, the Torah only tells you what to do the first year, second year, third year, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh year. The Chumash never says any halachas. Not because it's hefker. Even if it wouldn't be hefker, you're not mechuyev. How do you know that perishvis are potter? I think the Rashi HaChumash quotes a Mechilta on Parshas Mishpatim. What is the Shabbos Oz? Lochem liyochla lachol v'hem tocha v'lachaya asher b'yasech t'yeh kol t'vuasol le'erchol. So I think Rashi quotes from the Mechilta. L'v'hem tocha v'lachaya asher b'yasecha ma b'heim ha'ocheles Bema can eat without Trumas and Maisvis, so too the people can eat without Trumas and Maisvis. Because the Pasuk puts it together. So too you can eat. So some learn that that's what it means. That Shemitah is exempt, not only because it's Hefke, even if it wouldn't be Hefke. The common practice is not so. We assume, like Rabbi Yosef Karo, that Perish Vis HaPata, because they're Hefke, and if it grew by a goy, then it is Chayiv. And the common practice is Yemafish Maisa running. We had the Gemara. Did we have the Gemara? Aman Amoyev Maisa Maisa running. We had that Gemara. That was our. That's a different Shia. That's the beginning of Chagiga, it's a Gemara. We didn't have it. Beginning, I gave a different shiur on Monday night in Chagiga. So there, the Gemara quotes a Gemara in different places, in Chulin, different Masechtas. I'm an Amoy of Maisa Maiserani B'Shviyas. Because in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they conquered Amon Amoyev, then Yeshua Ben Nun conquered all of Eretz Yisrael. So everything, Amon Amoyev was Mechuyib Men HaTorah. Eber HaYarden was Mechuyib Men HaTorah. It was in Skadish B'Kedush HaSaretz Men HaTorah. It was Mechuyib Men HaTorah and Trumas and Marsus. Then at the time of the Churban HaMedina, in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, when the Babylonian armies took away Eretz Yisrael from the Jewish people, so they undid the Kibush. The Kedusha Rishani rested on Kibush. And once the Kedusha Rishani was undone, so that's a machloik, is that the Kedusha disappear also. So the word Tanaim were thought that there was never any need for a Kedusha Shniya. The Kedusha Rishani that was endowed, Kedusha Tzaretz Tzaretz Yisrael, on days of Yeshua Ben Nun, was an everlasting Kedusha and never disappeared. Machloik, so we don't accept that. And we pass in Kedusha Rishani was Batla, and after the 7 years of Golas Bavel, when Ezra and Nehemiah came back, they were not Mekadosh everything that had Kedusha Rishayna. In Nichum, they left out for political purposes, they left out areas, and Beit Shan area, Rebbe Hita, Beit Shan, there were areas that they were never Mekadosh Kedusha Shniya, and Amon Amoyev, Ve'evayar, and also they left out, they were never Mekadosh. The Gemara says, Harbe Krachim, there were many villages, many areas, She'ekitshu, Ole Mitzrayim, Ole Kitshu, Ole Bovel, they had a Kedusha Rishayna, and they were never mekadosh them the kedusha shniyah. So why the inichom? Why did they leave them out? So Gemara's loshon is kedei sheyismuchu aleihem aniyim b'shviyas, that the poor people should be able to get ma'isa ani. So the Gemara says yemafresh ma'isa rani and shnas hashmita. So that's the practice in Eretz Yisrael. In shnas hashmita, when they buy from a non-Jew, so it's chayv in shumas and ma'isa. So what are they mafresh? Are they mafresh ma'isa rani, ma'isa sheni? So the mafresh ma'isa rani. Mafresh ma'isa rani. So again, so Rashi says that the p'tur of leket shikha peh, because it's hefker. It's not hefker lakol, it's hefker lanim. That's what it sounds like in Agamon. Amar puts together hefker with leket shikha peh. Taisa's there, and Baba Kama disagrees with Rashi. How can it be that it's hefker lanim? The Mishnah has a machlokes b'shamay b'silu. And the psak halacha he passed like the b'silu, against the b'shamay. That if you're mafker lanim, v'lo lashirim, so the hefker is not chal. There is no such thing. And the Loshana Mishnah is, you have to be mafker to everybody like Shnas HaShmita. What's that Loshana? You have to be mafker like Shnas HaShmita. So the Rishalmi, Tosis quotes, the Rishalmi explains what the Loshana Mishnah is. It's a Mishnah in Pei, I think. So the Rishalmi explains, because where do you know what's the Makar HaChumish that you have the ability to be mafker anything? Who says you have the ability? The Rebbe Shalom created the world, so everything was up for grabs. Everything was hefker. And then Adam Arishan grabbed a little bit here, and then Kayan grabbed over there, and Hevel grabbed over there. Everybody grabbed a little bit. By now, Mestamba, everything was grabbed up already. So you see that there's an institution. When the Rebbe Shalom created the world, everything was hefker. It was Kol HaKadim Zocha. But once someone was Zocha, who says, I can transfer ownership to someone else? I can give him Atana. I can give him a chira, I can sell. Who says he can be mafker? Maybe no such institution exists. Maybe there's no way to return back to that pristine state of hefker. Like when the Rebbe Shalom created the whole world, everything was hefker. Maybe there's no return. Maybe ein chazara, maybe he can't return. So the Shalom says, the mocker is a pasuk, ha-shviyas tishmetena unetashto. Tishmetena means you should be mafker of every shviyas. Unetashto means yesh lach netish acher shei kazu. Whenever you want, not only perish viyas, you can be mafke your furniture, you can be mafke your automobile, cars for kids, whatever. You can mafke whatever you want. Mafke talis, mafke tefillin, mafke whatever you want. So the mocker that is an institution of hefke is the pasuk that talks about shmita. So by shmita it says, v'achil avyoni amecha. Everybody. It's hefke for everybody. Tishmeteno, you have to be mafke for everybody. You're not yotze the mitzvah tishmeteno. Let's say the guy has a farm and he's mafke all the peris that grow, only for his friends, only for the people who live in the neighborhood. He doesn't want to be mafke it for everybody. So he's not yotze the mitzvah of tishmeteno. Tishmeteno, you have to be mafke lako. So unetashta, which teaches you that yesh lach netisha acheri sheikazu, the Gemara has a machlokes hatanon with the idarshin and the shen is kvudim. It says hanik tanik nosin titem pasach tiftach. Most yumas, it says a lot of times the shen is kvudim. So that's a machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Kiva says lo diber teruka the shen beri adam. People have a habit of speaking. They repeat themselves. They say a lot of extra words. It can be medayik when human beings are speaking. They speak in a sloppy fashion. So Rabbi Yishmael, so Rabbi Akiva thinks that lo debetar kadosham miradim. Every word in the chumash counts, and when you have a word that's repeated, nosim titna hanik tanik v'sech tiftach, there must be a reason why you have to have a drasha. Why does it say twice? So tishmeten on a tashta teaches you this din. And Rabbi Yishmael disagrees. He says debetar kadosham miradim. The chumash writes the way people speak, and a lot of times there are extra words and extra phrases and extra psukim in the chumash. Sometimes you'll have a pasuk, a long pasuk, it was only written to tell you one din. So why do you have so many words in the pasuk just to tell you one din? It's like when the girls met the Shoal, they were talking to him, what they have to say so much. So he was tall and handsome, so we understand why the single girls carried on the whole conversation. What does the chumash have to say so much if it just teaches you one din? So Rabbi Shmuel's opinion has not been accepted. We assume like Rabbi Kiva. Whenever you have the shonis kefulim, you darshan. So that's this, the Yerushalmi darshan is tishmetena unetashta. Tishmetena means it's a mitzvah to be mafka the perishvis. Unetashta, whenever you want, you can be mafka whatever you want. Whatever you own, you have the ability to be mafka it and to return it back into the original state the way it was when the Rabban Shalom created the world. Everything was up for grabs. So just like, so the Yerushalmi says, what's the mokka for Bisil? Achiafkirena lashim ravanirim kishvis. Because the whole mocker for the institution of Hefker is the Pasuk Tishmetenu and Atashto. So, and that's a hekesh between Tishmetenu and Atashto. So just like Perishvitz, you have to be a mafka lakol. So too, whenever you want to be mafka anything, you have to be a mafka lakol. So how do you know that Lekin Shik Chepe? So Hefker is Potter from Chumas and Maisel. We have a source. How do you know that Lekin Shik Chepe is Potter? So Rashi says that it's Hefker Laniyim. And Tyson said there is no such thing. It doesn't exist, no such thing as Hefker Laniyim. The Tosfos says, no, but it's learned out from the same Pasuk. But the Pasuk says, you have to give Ma'aser Rishon to the Levim. Why? Because when they divided Eretz Yisrael amongst all the different Shvatim, Shevet Levi never got a Chelek V'Nachla Im Yisrael. Le'ila Levi Chelek V'Nachla Im Yisrael never got anything. So how are they going to live? You give everybody, give Shevet Naphtali, Shevet Yisachon, Shevet Zvon, everybody gets a share. Everybody gets a farm and everybody can plant and have food to keep them alive. So if you're not giving the Levim, so how are they going to live? So you have to give them Ma'aser Rishon. So the Torah says in the Chumash, you have to give Ma'aser Rishon to Levim, because he has no way to make a living. So you have to, it's understood, you have to give him the Matnas Leviyah. So the Tanoim Darshan, you only have to give Ma'aser Rishon, Kein Lechelik V'Nach Le'imach. Yotza, what if it's Hefker? What if somebody was mafker a field or whatever grows? The Levi could have grabbed it just as well as anybody else who grabbed it. So since it was hefker, the Levi had the ability to grab. So the rationale that Torah gives, usually we say loy dashin in time of the crow. Usually when you have a mitzvah, we know what the reason is. So we don't say whatever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. Let's say you would ascertain. Let's say. Ascertain you're not allowed to eat by the goyim. They think they have, when you buy pork in the AMP, so it says you should cook it to a certain high degree temperature because it has certain worms, trichinosis or something. And if you cook it to a high degree temperature, you kill all the worms and then it'll be healthy. So there are those who think, the Reform said years ago, you're not allowed to eat pork because it's unhealthy. But if you cook it to this high temperature for half an hour, then you'll take care of the chashash, and then dashin and time and ikra. Whenever the reason for the mitzvah doesn't apply, then the mitzvah doesn't apply. So there was a Tana Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the author of the Zohar. He placed a lot of emphasis on time and ikra. So he was of the opinion, the Mishnah and Bavman say he was of the opinion, whenever you have a mitzvah, even though the Chumash doesn't give the reason, but the rabbis can join together, have a conference, convention, come up with a psak, that the reason for this mitzvah is X, Y, Z, and whenever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. So we don't paskin, like Reb Shimon, we paskin loy dashin at time in the krob. But over here, we say yes dashin at time in the krob. Why? Because the pasuk says, here the pasuk says, you should give maisris, kein lechelik v'nach le'imach. He gives the reason. Whenever the Chumash writes the reason next to the mitzvah, then the Gemara says in the second parak of Sanhedrin, that yes dashin at time in the krob. That's for example, the Mishnah says there's a prohibition of halonas ames. It's Sanhedrin around Daf Mem Vav. So it says, hevenei lechvodo, that's okay. The person died on one day, and you don't do the burial till the next day because you want to notify more people should come to the funeral, should be more covered ames. So that's permissible lechatchila. Why? Because the whole prohibition of halonas ames, mishum bizer ames, but here you're doing halonas ames, mishum kvod shel ames. So the question is, but loy dashin at time of the krah. So the poskim say no, but here it says in the chumash, the solon of v'lasa writes kav tikaber amayahu ki kilas alakim taloy, because it's a bizoyan for the tzelam alakim to leave him overnight. So the Torah says the reason in the same pasuk where it gives you the mitzvah, the solon of v'lasa kav tikaber amayahu, it says ki kilas alakim taloy. So that's what the Gemara says in the second parakam ahead. Whenever the Torah gives a mitzvah and it writes the reason, so whenever the reason doesn't apply, then the mitzvah doesn't apply. So that's how they darshan over here. You have to give my submission to the Levim ki ein la chelik v'nach la imach, because he doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. But if something is hefker, then yesh la chelik v'nach la imach. The Levi could have grabbed it just like anybody else could grab it. The Levi can grab it. So therefore it's potter. So the same applies to leket shikro peyo. Like a shikro peyo, the oni who takes it is not mechuyev to give chumas and maisis. Why? Because the levim, if they would have been poor, they could have also taken it. Whoever is an oni has a right to take it. So, and not that they mean like Rashi. Rashi understood like a shikro peyo is hefkelanim. So Tosis disagrees with Rashi. There is no such thing as hefkelanim. Atchi hefkerein alashir veladirim kishvius. That's what Tosis tainus against Rashi. Tosis says, it's not that lek and shikra pay is hefker for anim. Learn that from the same pasuk. So from the same miut, we learn out that hefker is potter and that lek and shikra pay is potter. So that's the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. How to understand this this hashva, this equation that the Gemara made? What way are they equating the two? There is an institution of Eruv Etchumen. What's Eruv Etchumen? A person wants to go chutz l'tchum, so you're not allowed to. Either it's a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan. Rabbi Kiva holds, Rabbi Kiva is the lone tana. He holds that tchum alpay mama is 1 mil. To go chutz l'tchum alpay mama is a din d'oraisa. The Gemara said we have not accepted Rabbi Kiva's opinion. We hold that tchum and alpay mama is only the rabban. Does that mean that the whole institution of Tchumen is legamre midirabbanon, or just alpay mama is the rabbanon? So the Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi that the Rif quotes at the end of the first parak in Erevin. The Rif quotes this Yerushalmi that Tchumen Yud Beis Mil is the right. And the Mechaber Paskin is like that Rambam. That Tchumen Yud Beis Mil, 1 mil is alpay mama. If you have 12 mil outside of the city, that's already Tchumen the right. And the Rambam counts it as two separate lavim in the minyan on mitzvah. One lav not to do lametes melochas, lasasra melochas. To go chutz l'tchum, even if you hold it's an isa deraisa, it's not one of the lametes melochas. In atchayv misi, in atchayv kars, a separate isa. So the Rambam paskins, the Yerushalmi writes it like a suffix. We're not sure. The Rambam all of a sudden became a badai. So the Rambam writes, that's one of the tayag mitzvahs atara. You're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum of yud beis mil, that's an isa deraisa. And there are more paskins that all, like Tosfos, that all Tchumen is only the Rabban. Tosfos didn't place such significance to Yerushalmis. That's a question why. Whatever it doesn't say in the Bavli, once in a while Tosfos will quote a Yerushalmi. But they don't place, generally the Tosfos do not place so much significance to the Yerushalmis. They probably assumed like the Rif writes in the end of Erevin, there's a famous riff there. The riff says that whenever there's a machlokes in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, so we follow the Bavli because Hilchasa Kebasroi. The Chachmei, those who wrote the Yerushalmi were earlier Amoraim, they were students of Rabbi Yochanan. And those who edited the Talmud Bavli were familiar with everything that it says in the Yerushalmi. That's questionable. How does he know that that's true? That's what he assumed. They were familiar with everything. So whenever the Bavli took a stand against the Yerushalmi, so we applied the rule that Hilchasa Kebasroi. So that's what the Rif writes. Usually the Rambam always follows the Rif. So the Rambam in the Hakdama to the Yarech HaZaka writes like that. It's going to find the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. Many times, though, we know that there are strange Rambams. With the Ravid is Masig, it's against the Gemara. The Rambam is against the Gemara. So the way they defend the Rambam, they say the Rambam got it from the Yerushalmi. So the Bi'ur HaGra writes on Yeridea a few times, Kedarko Lipsik Bekama Mekoymus, Kedas HaYerushalmi Neged HaBavli. The Rambam often will paskan like Yerushalmi is against Bavli. There are a lot of famous Rambams who he paskans like Yerushalmi is against Bavli. So this is one of them. The Rambam paskans that Chumen is the Reis. And the Rambam follows the Bali Ataisis, who usually don't accept Yerushalmi.
What's the source
of this Reis? Al Yetzi Yish Memkomo, the same source that Rebbe Akiva has. Al Yetzi Yish Memkomo. So Rashi on the Pasuk Al Yetzi Memkomo says, when the mon fell down, so they used to take pots and pans and collect it and carry it, and there was no Erev in the Midbar. See, Al Yetzish Ben Kama, the Kelev B'yodov, you're not allowed to carry the pots and pans on Shabbos to collect the mon because of an Isser Haitzor. And Rabbi Kiva understands it's not because Haitzor. Al Yetzish Ben Kama, then it should say Al Yotzi. What does it say, Al Yetzi? Al Yetzi goes, you're not allowed to go Chutz L'tchum. The Kama means Al Pai Mama, and you're not allowed to go Chutz L'mekom. That's a whole discussion. The end of the first parak in Erev. How do you translate Al Yetze? It means Al Yotzi, you shouldn't carry Kelev Yodav like Rashi HaChumash writes. Al Yetze, you shouldn't walk Chutz L'tchum. So the Rambam counts it as two lavim in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. One lav not to violate Lamates Malochas, one lav not to go Chutz L'tchum. Because even if you hold that Chumash is the Reis, if it's not part of the Lamates Malochas, it's a different din. So what if the person wants to go Chutz L'tchum? So we allow him to make an Eruv B'tchum. There's a machlokes in the Gemara, and we paskan on Shulchan Aruch that you can only make Eruv B'tchum and to go L'dvar Mitzvah. There's a Chacham going to give a Shia there. He's going to a Sudas Mitzvah, something, a Shever Brachas. But stop, because he wants to hang out with his friends and play cards on Shabbos afternoon. So we don't permit you to make an Eruv B'tchum. Shaila is, Eruv B'tchum works because Tchumen is only the Rabbanan. What if the guy on the level of the Raisa that you're not allowed to go Chutz L'yud Beis Mil? So if the guy's going to leave an Eruv at Tchumen in order to go 23 mil, he's allowed to go up into the Yud Beis Mil. He wants to go 23 mil. If he leaves Eruv at Tchumen, does it work on the level of the Raisa? I would have thought that it was only invented by the Rabbanan. So the Mishnah Brura raises the question in the Bir Halacha, and he comes up, he dug up a Ramban, that Eruv at Tchumen works on the level of the Raisa. That if you want to go Chutz L'Yud Beis Mil, according to that Yerushalmi, that Yud Beis Mil is their Isa, Eruv Etchumen will work. Yeah, big Kiddush, very big Kiddush. So if you want to make Eruv Etchumen, how much? So the Mishnah says, Bakol Miyarvin. That's what the Mishnah is not talking about Eruv Chatzer. Eruv Chatzer is only Pas Lechem Shemavachem Olav Amoitzi. But Eruv Etchumen is Bakol Miyarvin. So how much? So you have to leave food. Any food except for Kamei Mepatrias, nobody knows why. And the Vilna Gaon says that it's a mistake. You can use Kamei Mepatrias also. It's a misreading of the Gemara there. So how much food do you have to leave? So the Gemara says, for each person who wants to go, Chutz L'tchum, that's I want to go with my wife, with my 9 children. So you have 11 people. So you have to have 11 Eruv B'tchum, and in each one, you can use pickles, you can use gefilte fish, you can use tuna fish, a can of tuna fish, you can use any bakol miyarvin, any food other than mushrooms, anything except for the mushrooms. The rabbis had something against the mushrooms. How much food do you have to leave? Mazon shtei sudas. How many pickles is it normal to eat in 2 meals? How much bread is it normal to eat? How much bread would you eat? How much bread would you eat? So, how much bread, taka, do people eat the mazon shtei sudas? How much bread do you need if you're making a Eruv B'tchumen with bread? How much bread do you need? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. Rashi tells you, look, Erev in Daf, I'm not sure what it says there, pei base. Daf pei base on the base. Yeah, 10 lines from the bottom, and the Rashi, Amem Aleph Amen Aleph. So it says on the margin, on the right hand margin, Erevim Pei Beis, I think. So there's a Machlekes HaTanoim in the Mishnah where the Mazon Shtei Sudas of bread is 8 Beitzim or 6 Beitzim. So it's Machlekes, how much is Mazon Suda Achas? Mazon Suda Achas is either 4 Beitzim of bread or 3 Beitzim of bread. That's a Machlekes HaTanoim. Mashallah, how we paskin. 3 Beitzim or 4 Beitzim. So what does the word pras mean? So the word pras is based a Hebrew word that appears in Tarach Alofros Leroy Lachmecha. Shayanov encourages the wealthy people to break off some of the bread and give it to the poor people who can't afford to buy bread, can't afford to make bread. So if you have a big loaf, the official loaf of bread, what official loaf of bread? Official loaf of bread is the mazon shtei sudas that you want to use to make a ruvet chumen in order to go chutz l'chum. So that loaf of bread you're going to break in half, that's going to be a pras. So how big is a pras? Depends how big the original bread was. A pras is a half the size of the original bread. So either the original bread, mazon shtei sudas, for the ruvet chumen purposes, is 8 beitzim. So mazon suda achas of bread is 4 beitzim. And if the original loaf of bread, chatzi kike shishir bo chachamim, for the purpose of ruvet chumen, so that if the original bread was 6 beitzim, so the mazon suda achas is going to be 3 beitzim. So there's a shir ab kezayis tech kedei achilas pras. How, let's say, when you eat matzah, so you have to eat a kezayis matzah, you have to eat a kezayis morer, or in order to get malchus, you have to eat a kezayis of nevela, or kezayis of basa v'cholav. So how fast do you have to eat the kezayis? He eats a half a kezayis today, he eats a half a kezayis every month. Every month, he eats a mashahu of macholas asur. So after many months, it's going to add up to be a kezayis. So that's not mitzvah. You have to eat the kezayis, you don't have to rush it down, you have to eat the kezayis within terka de achilos pras. So how short a period of time is that? So there's a question we spoke the other day. We were talking about which is bigger, a kezayis or a kegrugis. What's the ratio between a kezayis and a kebetza? So that's two opinions in the Rishonim, whether kezayis is a shlish beitza or chatzi beitza. And then how many beitzim are there in a pras? So that depends on the machlokes ha'tanaim. If the mazon shtei sudas is 8 beitzim, so the pras is going to be 4 beitzim. Mazon shtei sudas is 6 beitzim. So the pras is mazon sudach is bread for one meal, is going to be 3 beitzim. So kezayis tach tachilas pras, if it's 2 kezayisim in a kebetza, and it's only 3 beitzim in a pras, so it's 2 times 3. So if you're going to eat however much you decide is a kezayis, either this size or all the swarm together, whatever you decide is a kezayis. So if you sit and eat your kezayis without any pause, that's by definition a kezayis, tachid achilas kezayis. There's no din, you have to rush it. Whatever you decide, whatever a kezayis is, if you eat it without pausing, that's kezayis, tachid achilas kezayis. So the halacha says you even have the right to pause. How long can you pause? If from the beginning of the kezayis till the end of eating the whole kezayis was not more than the amount of time that it would take to eat 6 kezayis. That's the biggest chumr, 6 kezayisim. If you assume that there are 2 zayisim in a beitza, and there are 3 beitzim in a pras, so 2 times 3 is 6. So kezayis tachid achilas pras means you ate the kezayis with very little pausing. You could have eaten, in that amount of time, you could have eaten 6 kezayisim. But you were talking in the middle, you were pausing in the middle, so that's acceptable. The other shittas are no. If you say, let's say that there are 3 kezayisim in a beitza, and there are 4 beitzim in a pras, so 3 times 4 is 12. So twice as much. It's the amount of time that you could have eaten 12 kezayisim. You have so much time. That's why it does make sense. People say, when it comes to Pesach night, you have to rush to eat the kezayis. What do you have to rush? If you're not pausing in the middle, whatever you decide kezayis is, a whole tablespoon. If you eat it normally without pausing at all, that's kezayis, tokad achilas kezayis. It's either the amount of time that one would it take without pausing to eat 6 kezayisim or 12 kezayisim or something in between. If you hold that there are 2 kezayisim in a kebetza and there are 4 beitzim in a pras, then it's the amount of time that it would take to eat 8 kezayisim. And if you hold that there are 3 kezayisim in a beitza and 3 beitzim in a pras, then it's 3 times 3 is 9. It's the amount of time that it would take to eat 9. But there's a range, either amount of time that it would take to eat 8, to eat 6, or to eat 8, or 9, or 12. Quite a range. Got a lot of time, a lot of time there. So that's the din of Kazayis Terkedei Achilas Pras. Yeah, what they quote over here, din of Kedei Achilas Pras, the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras. The shear Kedei Achilas Pras is always the same shear, whether you're eating chazer, or you're eating matzah, or you're eating maror, always the same shear of time. So that's what the Chasam Sefer assumed. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Yom Kippur has to work on what is the shear, what's the relevance, because on Yom Kippur, if you have a chayla, mesukan, whenever there's a suffix sakana, a svek sveka of sakana, if the person will fast on Yom Kippur, there's a svek sveka, he may die a day earlier, an hour earlier than the other one. Let's say the guy is 25 years old, and he's going to live till 120, and if by fasting on Yom Kippur, we're afraid that he may die an hour earlier than otherwise, then we tell him you're mechuyav to eat on Yom Kippur. That's called the Safik Pikuach Nefesh. Safik Pikuach Nefesh doesn't mean he may drop dead today. He may die a day earlier, an hour earlier than otherwise. I met a man, he told me his first wife died from cancer. And he says the rabbis asked the doctors, she wanted to know whether she has to fast on Yom Kippur. So the rabbis asked the doctors, if she fasts on Yom Kippur, will she die? I said, of course she's not going to die. So then the rabbi said she has to fast on Yom Kippur. So he said, that was ridiculous. The doctor thought, will she die on Yom Kippur? So they gave her the answer, no, not going to die on Yom Kippur. But she clearly died earlier than otherwise because she fasted on Yom Kippur. So that was Mamsha Ritzicha. That's called the suffix Sakanas Nefoshes. If the doctors think that there's a slight chance that the person will die earlier than otherwise by fasting on Yom Kippur, that it's a mitzvah to eat on Yom Kippur. But when you eat on Yom Kippur, so the Gemara says in the end, the last parak in Yuma, whenever a person has to eat treifus in order to stay alive, pikuach nefesh is dechel. Look, the Jews were in a concentration camp. So they were eating treifa food just to stay alive. They had no choice. So pikuach nefesh is dechel. So if you have a choice, I can save my life by eating this treifa food or that treifa food. This treifa food is chelev and has an isa koris. This treifa food is basal b'cholov on a leila. So it doesn't have koris. So the Mishnah said, the Gemara has the klal, machila mosa hakal hakal tchila. Why violate the mochamer dikadin? Violate the leschamer dikadin. So let's say on Yom Kippur, the person has to eat food in order to keep himself alive. Chayla mesukan. So if he eats a full kishir, a shir, bevasachas, then when you eat on Yom Kippur, there's an isin koris. But if you eat pachas mekishir, I'll eat less than a shir now, I'll wait a half an hour, then I'll eat less than a shir, then I'll wait another half hour. So if every time I eat less than a shir, and it's not mitzarif yachad, so we pass a chatzi shir asam in HaTorah, but there's no koris. So it's better to violate the iser of pachas mikashir, even though chatzi shir is asam in HaTorah, but it's not as chomer as a shir shalom. So it's preferable to violate pachas mikashir. It's not that a chatzi shir is mutter for a chodesh she'en bo sakana. That's not true. There's a misleading expression in the Sefer HaChinuch that the Menchas Chinuch picked up on. He said, what do you mean? Chayla she'en b'sakana is permitted to eat pachas b'kashir. There is no such din. In order to eat pachas b'kashir is also an isa deraisa. In order to eat a chatzi shir, you also have to be a chayla she'esh b'sakana. So the Rav Velbel of Soloveitchik explains what the Sefer HaChinuch meant. It didn't mean that. So that's usually assumed to be the p'sak halach. When you have a chayla on Yom Kippur, he has to eat. So rather than let him eat a shir shalem, let him eat a chatzi shir. But he has to eat. A chatzi shir is not enough to stay alive. So let him eat pachas mekashir. Let him eat a little bit now. Wait half an hour, then eat a little bit later, less than a shir. Each time eat less than a shir. And don't eat it till kedei achilas pras. So there it's important to establish how long a pause is it till kedei achilas pras. And the Mishnah Berurah has to write halacha l'maisa. So he quotes a tshuva from the Chasam Sofer, where he writes that it's 9 minutes. He calculated based on a Gemara in Bamei Madlikim. It began in 9 minutes. So the Mishnah Berurah assumes many of the Paskim disagree with him. They say it's way less than 9 minutes. Where does it come off with 9 minutes? They all disagree with the Chasam Sofer. They don't understand why the Mishnah Berurah quoted the Chasam Sofer. Some of the others disagree. So the... Minchas Chinuch has a taina against this idea. He said, what do you mean? All foods are the same. Tokta achilas pras is a shir kavua, 9 minutes, whatever you're eating. He said, it depends. Are you eating ice cream? So it goes down faster. Are you eating dry pumpernickel bread that, that gets stuck in your throat? Are you eating a hard-boiled egg? Are you eating fried eggs? It depends how liquidy the food is. Some foods you can chew and swallow faster than others. So the Menachas Chinuch is of the opinion that Turk de'achilas pras means the amount of time that it would take you to eat 6 kezesim of what you're eating. Depends on what you're eating. Okay. I'll soon be back. I don't. So the Menachas Chinuch is unhappy with this attitude that there's one shear toch de'achilas pras on all foods. He says every food has a different shear. Here the Gemara says the shear is toch de'achilas pras pas chitin, only eating chitin. So the Menachas, so the Chasam Sofer took it. That's the shear in Kol HaTarakula. Whenever you talk about toch de'achilas pras, it's pas chitin. So the Menachas Chinuch says no. Here the Gemara is talking, the guy's not eating anything. What's the Gemara talking about? And then Malach and Malach. We're talking about Hashoyah Bebayis Hamanuga. There's Taras Batim. So the Pasuk says in Chumash, Habol Habayis, when a person walks into Habayis Hamanuga, he becomes Tomei. Then it says, Hashoyah Bebayis, it says, Ha'oichel Bebayis, not only does he become Tomei, even the begotim that he's wearing become Tomei. I said, really? That's what it means. Ha'echel ba'bayis. If he walks into the house and he walks out, only he becomes tummy. The begotten is wearing, do not become tummy. If he's ha'echel ba'bayis, then not only he becomes tummy, the begotten comes tummy. Funny, didn't? Okay, all the dinim of tumah v'tara, they're all chiddush, kula chiddush. Doesn't fit in with anything else that we are aware of. That the hilchas tumah don't fit into noshim and nezikin, doesn't fit into anything else. But is that really what it means? So the Chazal, the Tanaim had a tradition, it doesn't mean that. Oichel Babayis doesn't mean if he eats in the Bayis HaMenuga, if he shoya Babayis so long that he could have eaten Kedei Achilas Pras. He could have eaten Kedei Achilas Pras, he could have eaten 3 Beitzim or 4 Beitzim, however much a Pras is, Mazon Surachas. Either the whole loaf of bread for the purpose of Erev Etrumen is 8 Beitzim, so the Pras is 4 Beitzim, or the whole loaf of bread, Mazon Shtei Sudas, is 6 Beitzim, so Achilas Pras is 4 Beitzim, is 3 Beitzim of bread. So that's a Machlekes HaTanaim in the Mishnah Erev and Adav Pei Beis. So there we're talking, the guy's not eating anything. It's a Shoya Babayis Kedei Achilas Pras. Kedei Achilas Pras what? So the Tanaim said, that's the tradition. Kedei Achilas Pras Pas Chitim Mesa V'Yechol Balichta. There are other foods that you can eat the Pras faster and less time, the other foods that it would take longer than Achilas Pras Pas Chitim. But if you're talking about a person who is eating food and you want to know, is he eating Kazayis Terked Achilas Pras to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah, or to violate the aver of eating chazer to get malchus, that doesn't depend kedei achilas pras pas chitim. What the Chasam Sefer said is 9 minutes. It depends each food. What is it that you're eating? Then the Minchas Chinuch says v'haraya, that is judged by each food individually. That the Shari Tshuva next to the Behet have quoted the machlokes ha'achrayim. First, before you get to the Machlek Zachrem, there's a Machlek Sarishainim. How fast do you have to drink? Let's say, drink, eating the Shiris Kazayas, Tokadachilos Pras, both for Malkas, for eating Bosa B'cholav and Trefus, and for fulfilling the mitzvah, Matzah and Mori, you have to eat the Kazayas, Tokadachilos Pras. How much do you have to drink in order to be Loike, in order to get Malkas for eating non kosher beverages? So the different opinions, So the Rambam says a revius. What's a revius? A revius is the volume of beitza or machza. Now what is that? That's a revius halug. How many beitza are there in a lug? 6. There's 6 beitza in a lug. So a revius halug, if there's 6 beitza in a lug, so a revius halug is 1.5 beitza. There's a Rashi in Erevin where Rashi says Revi'ah says Revi'ah Sahin. That's why I said the story yesterday that they gave Rabbeinish the cup to bench. They were machmer for the Shitas Rashi that Revi'ah Saluk is way more. Revi'ah Sahin is way more. But we Paskin it's a Revi'ah. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. It's not Revi'ah Saluk. It's Revi'ah Saluk. It's not Revi'ah Sahin. So it's a Beitzah or Machzah. So the Rambam and the Raibit have a machlokes, how fast does he have to drink the Revi'ah Haluk in order that it should be mitzdarif? So the Rambam writes, we don't allow any pauses at all. It has to be Revi'ah Tok Deshtias Revi'ah. And the Raibit says, I don't know, in my Gemara, it's a Gemara increases. The Gemara says the Feirish, that you have the same shear you have for eating food. Kazayis Tok Deachilas Pras applies to drinking beverages. If you drink a revius tokadei achilas tokadei shti aspras, then it's mitzdarif. So on the assumption, so the on Yom Kippur we would not be make. Let's say a chayla has to eat and he has to drink. There's a chashash sakon. So we allow him to eat pachas mikashir. We allow him to drink pachas mikashir. So we have to establish how much is what's the shear for eating on Yom Kippur. That if you eat the full shear, you chayv kores, and if you eat less. It's an Issa Deraisa, it's Kal, it's an Issa Deraisa, but you're not Chayv Kores. So the shear for eating is Koseves Hagasa. That's what it says on the top of Amid Beis, I think. No, here. The fourth line, the fifth line. On the top of Amid Beis, Devash Koseves Hagasa, B'yam Kippurim. That's the shear for Achila. What's the shear for drink? Kol HaTarakula, the shear is Kazayas. And for Yom Kippur, because it says, V'inisim Esnav Shesechem, so the Chachamim established that you need more than a Kazayas, you need Koseves Hagasa. And what's the shear for drinking? So in Kol HaTarakula, the Rambam's opinion is that the shear for drinking, Tosfos is not so sure what the shear is. But the Rambam says the shear is Revi'ah Beitzah Umachzah, Revi'ah Salug. So by Yom Kippur, it's less. It's Kimaloy Lugmav. Maloy Lugmav by an Odom Beinani is going to be a Rav Revi'ah. It's going to be a Rav Revi'ah, but it's not going to be a Revi'ah. It's going to be less. So the Gemara says, isn't that strange? By Achila, the shear by Yom Kippur is bigger than Kazayas, larger than a Kol HaTarakula. And by drinking, the shear of Yom Kippur is smaller. It's a Maloy Lugma, which is a Rav Revi'ah by Non and Beinani. And all in Kol HaTarakula, the shear is a Revi'ah. So the Gemara says, that's it. Sometimes more, sometimes less, because it depends on the Inisim Esnav Shosef. On Nefesh HaShalosur, the Vikim Luhu LeRabbanon, that depends on Yisuvei Daita, and that's what you need for the purpose of Yisuvei Daita. So the Mishnah Brewer writes, would anybody be maker like the Rambam? He has a cup, he has to drink water, orange juice, whatever, milk. He has to drink something, otherwise suffix, sakana. So you say, why should he violate the full shear, eating the shear shonim, which is chomor, has kores, let him eat pachas mikashir. He'll violate, and he said, there I said, but it'll be less chomor, there won't be any kores. If you can accomplish the pikuach nefesh with less, with violating lesser isa, so don't violate the greater isa. So would we be maker like the Rambam that the only time the drinking is mitzdarev is if you drink b'li hefsek klal? So let's say he has a shear as a whole, he has to drink a whole bottle of water, so he'll drink less than a maloy lugmav and he'll wait a half a minute. And then I'll read another less than a blog, wait a half a minute, that's all. Just pause mashu, because the Rambam says, if you pause at all in the middle of drinking, it's not mitzvah. So we're not maker like the Rambam. We would be machma like the Raiva, that you have to wait, tokedei achilas pras. So how much tokedei achilas pras? So the Minchas Chinuch says, nobody says 9 minutes. It's just a machloikas, the Shari Tshuva next to the Behetim just has a machloikas achrainim. If you're drinking hot coffee or hot tea, and when you're drinking hot tea or hot coffee, it takes you longer to drink a pras. So if you're drinking hot coffee, if you drink a revius turkadei achilas pras of hot coffee, it's mitzdarfim. But you say, no, hot coffee has the same shear as room temperature coffee. If it would have been room temperature, you would have been able to drink the whole thing faster. So the Minchas Chinuch says, you see, nobody says the shear is turkadei achilas pras paschitin. They all assume tokede achilas, the revius of the coffee, should be tokede achilas pras of coffee. They just argue the way the coffee is now, burning hot coffee, or coffee, room temperature, which you would swallow faster. But they all agree that Tokta Achilas Pras depends on how long it would take to eat a pras of this particular food. The only reason why the Gemara has the Shir Tokta Achilas Pras Paschit, the Mesa V'yocha B'liftan, because he's not eating anything. When it says in Chumash, O'echa Babayis, it's not taken literally. It doesn't mean O'echa, it means Yishoya Kedei Achilas, Yishoya so long Kedei Achilas Pras, Pras of what? So then the halacha Moshe Messina says, Praschit, the Mesa V'yocha B'liftan. So the Gemara had a difference. The Gemara says it makes a difference if he took all his clothes off and he walks into the Bais HaMenuga holding his rings, holding his shoes, holding his clothing, his hat. He walks in for a second and he walks out. So Habol HaBais, he becomes Tameh, and the Kalim and the Begodim and the clothing that he walked in with and he walks out also become Tameh immediately. But if he's wearing the rings and he's wearing the shoes and the socks and he's wearing everything, so then if he's wearing in his bottle a gabi the goop, so if he walks in and he walks out at after half a minute, he becomes tummy immediately. But the begodim that he's wearing only become tummy if he would be shy babayis, kedei achilas pras. An interesting din. Mechudish digadin, that when you're wearing the clothing, the bottle a gabi the body. Same thing on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry clothing. But if you're wearing the clothing, then it's bottle a gabi the body, and there's no iser hoitzo. So they quote.
Kippur,
the difference between
is liquid versus solid, because if it's not used as a beverage, like
where
we said, soup, let's say.
That's a question, right? That's, we saw the day that I got the new Chelek Yud Aleph of Yabi Omer, so that's what we discussed. That's a here. Chacham Avadia has a whole essay where he quotes this machloikis. So many insist that Oichal Amashke doesn't depend on liquid versus solid. It depends on food versus beverage. And if a person is taking Metrical, years ago they used to have, now they still have, no? Mm-hmm. People who can't eat, so people on a diet, so they only drink this liquid, has all of the nutritional value, and that's all they eat. So that's oichel, that's kol machalo shel adam, that's oichel. Even though it's in a liquid form, that's not considered a mashka. Mashka means a beverage that you drink when you're thirsty. And then Chacham Avadya quotes those who disagree and say no, that it depends on liquid versus solid. He quotes a machlokes from a recent gedolim from the last 150 years. Yeah, I thought many rice. I thought that's like soup. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyodim that the shear for soup is kazayas. The soup, even though it's liquidy, but it's a food. It's not a beverage. You don't drink soup when you're thirsty. And Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. He says that the Chayyodim is wrong. He thinks the Mishnah Berurah shouldn't have quoted that Chayyodim. He thinks it's wrong. That soup, even though it's a Michael, but it's a liquid, so Rabbi Moshe thinks that it's a Mashke. And Chacham Avadya quotes a lot of Gedolim from the last 150 years. I had a dispute about this. So the Gemara quotes this Pasuk, Eretz Chita B'sarev Gefen Ateinu B'rim. The Pasuk is praising Eretz Yisrael. It's the country that has the Shivas Aminim. What's the significance, Halacha L'maaseh, of the Shivas Aminim? Yechayiv and Bikurim. That's a Mishnah. Yechayiv and Bikurim. Two of the Shivas Aminim, Achita B'sora. We have another, in other contexts, there's a concept that's called Chameshes Minei Dogon. You only say Hamoitzi, and you only chayiv and Afrosh Eschal, and it's only good for Chiyuv Mitzvah Smata, and Birchaz Hamazon, if it has a din of Lechem. It only has a din of lechem if it's bole de chimutz, and the bole chamesh is mine dog, and not a bole de chimutz. So two of the chamesh is mine dog, and machit and mesorim, wheat and barley. But the others are also part of chamesh is mine dog. So when it says over here that there were shivas amina, two of the shivas amina, machit and mesorim. What about kusmish, bole shol, and shipon, which are part of the chamesh is mine dog? Are they also part of the shivas amina or no? Shivas Aminim is only Chit and Mesorim. What do you say? No, the Shibad Shul Shipain and the other one, I forgot already what it was. So maybe there's subcategories of Chit and Mesorim. So this, the Magen Avraham quotes, this is a Machlokes Achronim. Machlokes Achronim, how to read the Tosfos. There's a Beferish Tosfos in Psochim who takes a stand on the matter. Tosfos says something and it's unclear how to read the Tosfos. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Machlokes Achronim, whether all the Chameshes Minei Dogon are all included in the Shivas Aminim Shenishtapcha Eretz Yisrael. Some of them are subcategories of Chitim, some are subcategories of Sorim. Or no,
only chita mesarim, and the other three true the part of Dagon, you say hamoitzim b'chazamos and the raitza, but they're not part of the shivus amin. The reason why there's a machlokes zachrayim because we don't have the original set of taisus, we have an abridged form of taisus. Amsochim, where the taisus is, amsochim, the original set of the taisus is the taisus shantz. The taisus Rashba Mishantz, the Rash Mishantz. So they printed it years ago. They printed the Rash Mishantz. So when you read that, it's beferish that all the chameshes mini dogan are included in the shivas aminim. The achrayim didn't have the taisus shantz, so they had this all machlokes. Again, so so that's one relevance of the shivas aminim that you chayv in bikur. Then the Gemara has kala muktam upas is a muktam. There's a din kedima, so we spoke yesterday, din kedima for achilas bikurim, a din kedima for achilas ma'aser sheni, and a din kedima for bracha also. Fine. Okay, that's a din de rabbanan, brichas hanenu is rabbanan. The mitzvah to eat ma'aser sheni and to eat bikurim, that's a mitzvah in a Torah. So maybe that's what the kedima goes on the level of the rice, and called the tikkun rabbanan, came the rice of tikkun, so they extended it to brichas hanenu as well. So that's on the assumption that the pasuk not only specifies shivas aminim, Pasuk gives you a seder miduyak. There's a seder, and the Gemara continues memalef on the base about the seder eretz kama eretz basra for a whole system. Then the Gemara quotes. It sounds perhaps a pligge that it's a machlokes whether the seder means anything or not. Maybe the seder is insignificant. Maybe the pasuk singles out the shivas aminim to tell you that all the halachas have shiurim. Sometimes the shivas kezayis kebeitza kegroigris. Ezer Amos, Asara Tfachim, there's so many different shurim. So one Amora says, Amrav Chon Kala Pasuk Kula L'Shurim Nema. The Pasuk goes on to tell us that it's so such a wonderful country, not only does it have delicious Shivas Aminim, delicious fruits and grains to eat, it has halachic grains. Whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael is significant with respect to shurim. So the Gemara gives you all the shurim. Nichnas shayb b'bayis hamenugik da'achilas pras paschitim and so on and so forth. So the Gemara says, no, that's only an asmachta. That's not. The Gemara says, hani shurim be'edyam iksivi. Does it really say? It doesn't say in the pasuk the shurim. Elam the rabbanon across machta bi'alma. The pasuk is only an asmachta. So a lot of times you have a din de rabbanon and the pasuk is an asmachta. So the lashon we have all the shurim are only the rabbanon and the pasuk is only an asmachta. So on the side they have a different girsa. This same long discussion that the Kala Pasuk Hazel Ishurim Nema appears in other Masechtas as well. So in the other Masechtas, the Girsa is not, the Din is only with the Rabbanan and the Pasuk is only on Asmachta. The Din is Halacha Moshe Mesinai. The Gemara says in the beginning of Sukkah, Shiur Chatzitzin and Mechitzin is Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So all of these Shiurim, Kezayis and Kegregris and Kebeitza and Kerima and everything, these are Shiurim Halacha Moshe Mesinai. I'll be pashut. It's not midirabon. Across machta bi'alma, the pasuk is only an asmachta because Allah l'moshe mesinah means a din that there's no marker. There's no way to figure it out by reading it between the lines. So there's no pasuk. Aye, he latched it onto a pasuk. That's only asmachta, but it's really not midirabon. That's the girsa that we have here is problematic. It's not midirabon. It should really be Allah l'moshe mesinah. Some Maritz Chayes has a whole essay about this. There is a possibility to say like this, there was halacha l'moshe Mesinai, that there are a whole bunch of shurim, this kezayis kebeitza, 10 tfachim, 10 amas, 3 amas, and then it was up to the chachamim to decide which shiur to apply where. That's up to the chachamim. So some have the girsa midirabanan, the chachmei ha-torah shebal peh decided what shiur to apply to which case. We usually say halacha l'moshe Mesinai, everything is halacha l'moshe Mesinai. That this is 3 tvachim, and that's 4 tvachim, and that's 6 tvachim, and that's 10 tvachim, and that's 10 amas, everything. And others have this such, Maritz Chayes has, there is such a Yerushalmi that the Halacha Moshe Mesinai just said what the possibility of shiurim are, and then it was up to the Chachamim to determine which mitzvah should have which shiur. So that would correspond to the Girsa, Elamid the Rabbanon, across Machtama. But that also, it's not really Mid the Rabbanon. That's like Lo Mesara HaKosav El Ala Chachamim. That you have a concept. The Gemara says that Malachas Chalamoid is La Mesara HaKosav Elach HaKham. How do they decide all these things? What does it say in the Chumash? It doesn't say Adaba Aved and Tzorche Rabim. Doesn't say all of this. Malach Suman, Malach Hedya, doesn't say. So the Gemara says, Lamasar Kasal Chacham. So Taisus, in the end of the first parak in Avodah Zarah, has two opinions. One opinion is, Malach is Chalamoid, it's only made the Rabbanah to begin with. Mechabe Paskins like that. So when the Gemara says, Lamasar Kasal Chacham, what it means is that the Torah authorized the rabbis to invent the Midi Rabbanah. One of the dinim that they invented Midi Rabbanah is Malachas Chalamoid. So all the guidelines, everything is Midi Rabbanah. And the Ramah Paskins like the other opinion in Daisus in the end of the first parak of Avodah Zarah. La Masara Kosav Ela Chacham means Malachas Chalamoid is Derais. It's not Midi Rabbanah, but it's Midi Derais. Even on the Pasuk, it's so vague. Whenever you have a vague Pasuk, so the Torah leaves it up to the Chachmei HaTorah to decide what the guidelines should be regarding this mitzvah. But once the Rabbanah decide, that's considered a din derais. So that's one way to read over here. Elamid the Rabbanon, it was up to the rabbis, Lamasar Kasav Ela Chachamim. That tradition, there's Kazayas, Kibetz, Kigrugis, Kiriman, and so on. They had to decide which year to apply to what. That's a Bechir Lamasar Kasav Ela Chacham, but it's not going to be a din de Rabbanon. It'll be a din derais, but it's Lamasar Kasav Ela Chachamim. So that would explain the Girsa Elamid the Rabbanon. So they say this story, I don't think it makes sense. They say that the Beis HaLevi once came up with a chiddush that if two people are about to enter a room and one person is carrying his talis and tefillin, the other person is wearing his talis and tefillin, who goes first? So I would have thought the one who's wearing the talis and tefillin, he should go first. Like one person is carrying a safe, one person not carrying a safe, so the one who's carrying a safe, he let him go first out of kavod hasef. So I would think the one is wearing the tefillin. So the safe in the Beis HaLevi, no. You see from this din that when you're wearing the begodim are batel agabi the person, and the begodim only become tummy if he's shoy b'bayis ha-menuge k'dachilus pras paschitim. If he would not be wearing the begodim, he would walk in, they would become nitma immediately. So you see that when you're wearing it, that is batel agab the body. But what even is batel? So it doesn't have a din of tefillin. So the one who's carrying tefillin should go first as opposed to the one who's wearing tefillin. They say that the Beis HaLevi said that I am not related to the Beis HaLevi, but I find it hard to believe. Sounds a little ridiculous to me to make a tzushtal from him. Okay, so B'li Neder, Sunday morning, I think the shiur is going to be normal time, and we'll continue on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. We didn't go from the fifth line. Okay.
Any questions from yesterday? So we said when you make